Okay, friends, today we are reading a story called Octonauts and the White Tip Shark. And this is a story by Naomi. And it's read today by Mommy and
Adventurer Pip.
Adventurer Pip.
Bobby.
Bobby. Nice to have you here, adventurer. Are you ready to explore, rescue, and protect?
Mm-hmm. Wait.
Would you like to tell our friends listening who the Octonauts are? Mm-hmm. Okay. Sure. There's Professor...
Mm-hmm.
Lieutenant Quasi Kitten. Peso the Medic. And then Captain, do you remember his name? Barnacles. Then Engineer Tweak, Shellington, the Field Researcher, Dashy, the Photographer, and the Ship's Cook.
Tunip.
Tunip. Let's see what they're up to today. Captain Barnacle.
That's what Tunip used to say.
Yeah, he has a song. Tunip has a really cute little song. Okay. Captain Barnacles had an exciting new mission for the Octonauts. We need to find out what kind of sharks visit this reef, he announced. Shellington grinned. He couldn't wait to study a shark up close. And not too close, Peso gulped. Sharks can be dangerous. Quasi grinned. And that's why I can't wait to get going and...
Clean the gulps?
Captain Barnacles asked.
Our gulps are covered in gunk. And they won't work well when they're dirty.
Aye, aye, groaned Quasi. But I'd rather be swimming with the sharks.
Barnacles, Peso, and Shellington climbed aboard the Gup A. And do you know what a Gup is?
It's
an underwater vehicle. It's a tiny little submarine type ship that can do different things. Okay. The Gup A chugged through the ocean. A stripy fish peeped out of the shadows.
Look, there's a pilot fish, said Shellington. No sharks, though. Let's move further down the reef, said Captain Barnacles.
That is a shark.
No one noticed the pilot fish dart up and nibble at the bottom of the Gup A. Peso and Shellington watched and waited. There didn't seem to be any sharks around.
Try the front window, suggested Captain Barnacles.
Jumping jellyfish, cried Shellington.
A great big white-tip shark was swimming straight toward the Gup A. Do you know why they're called a white-tip shark?
Because point white.
Yeah, well, in case our friends who don't have this book can't see, this type of shark has white tips on its fins.
Yeah,
The white tip shark opened its massive mouth.
Look at those teeth, remarked Shellington. It could use a toothbrush.
Suddenly, the shark grabbed the Gup A's light and thrashed its tail.
What is it trying to do?
Gasped Peso.
Shellington frowned. He's trying to take a bite out of the Gup. That shark could hurt himself and us, cried Captain Barnacles. Hold on!
Barnacles tried to get the Gup A free of the shark. The white-tip shark chased the Octonauts. The little pilot fish followed, too.
But
the Gup A sputtered to a stop.
Oh, some gunk must have gotten into the propeller, said the captain. Finally, he got the Gup A started again, and they pulled away just in time. Back at the octopod, Professor Inkling and Quasi were playing table tennis.
This is easier for you, cried Quasi, hitting the ball,
and the professor laughed. Even with 8 tentacles and 4 bats, Quasi was impossible to beat. This is funny because Quasi, being a kitten, only has the 2 paws on the top for him to work with. But Professor Inkling is an octopus, isn't he? Mm-hmm. Time was ticking away and Quasi was supposed to be cleaning the gups, but he was having too much fun.
Just one more game, he said, against all of you.
Professor Inkling, Tweak, and Tunip grabbed their paddles.
You're on!
The next tennis match was getting exciting.
The next point wins, Quasi grinned.
He glanced out of the window. Was that the Gup A? Having a grand adventure chasing after a white-tipped shark? The octonauts peered through the glass.
They're not chasing the shark, shouted Dashy. The shark is chasing them.
Not only was the shark chasing the Gup A, it was starting to catch up.
We can't shake him, said the captain. Peso, sound the octo alert. Octonauts, to your stations.
Tweak opened the octa hatch. As soon as the Gup A was in, she closed the door again, shutting the shark outside. The crew were relieved to be back in the launch bay.
That will teach me to take out a gunky Gup, said the captain with a sigh. How's the cleaning coming along, Quasi?
I haven't started. Finished yet, Captain,
admitted Quasi, and Quasi hurried back to work. Quasi jumped in the launch bay pool. One Gup already looked shiny and new.
Who cleaned the Gup E?
He wondered aloud. The pilot fish swam up.
I did.
Quasi blinked.
You like cleaning?
I live for it.
The fish beamed.
Eat and clean. Clean and eat. You know how it is.
Ha ha!
Quasi laughed.
Dinner is served!
So pilot fish get their...
Now they're both clean.
Pilot fish get their food by eating gunk off of other things. The pilot fish got the Gup's ship shape in no time.
I'm amazed how fast you've been able to do this, Quasi, marveled the captain.
Well, I had a little help, said Quasi, introducing his new cleaning assistant.
I'm still hungry, said the pilot fish. Usually I clean sharks.
Barnacles remembered the shark on the reef. His teeth were very dirty. The octonauts decided to help the pilot fish find the white-tipped shark.
Open the octo hatch, cried Barnacles.
Quasi wasn't missing the mission. It definitely beat cleaning gups. The pilot fish led the Gup A back out to the reef.
Oh,
Peso gasped.
Shark!
And I think this is so funny. He's the sort of person, Quasi is the sort of person who would always put himself in the middle of a mission just because he could, right? Don't you think? He likes adventures. Much like another adventurer that I know.
Me.
The shark looked angry. It bit on the Gup A's light, then snapped at the portholes.
Time to eat and clean, said the pilot fish. Open wide, buddy.
Maybe this wasn't such a good idea, squeaked Peso, but instead of eating the pilot fish, the shark let him clean his teeth.
The pilot fish and the white-tipped shark have a special friendship called symbiosis. Sharks offer pilot fish protection in return for cleaning their teeth.
That's better,
the white-tipped shark grinned.
You're just the fellow I need.
Thanks, Dr. Nuts,
shouted the pilot fish, swimming away with his new friend.
I'm going to miss him,
Quasi sighed.
I'll have to clean the cups by myself next time.
The friends chuckled all the way back to the octopod. Now, are you ready for the fact file?
Mm-hmm. Creature report.
Creature report.
Creature report.
Calling all octonauts, our mission to the reef was the most dangerous yet, but we learned something unusual. Who would have thought that a tiny pilot fish would make friends with a fierce white-tipped shark?
Well, it turns out that pilot fish and sharks help each other. The pilot fish keeps the shark's teeth clean, and the shark scares away other fish that might try to eat the pilot fish. Sometimes a whole shoal of pilot fish will live and swim with one shark. They live in the sunlight zone. The shark eats fish and squid, and the pilot fish eats the shark's leftovers. The pilot fish and the sharp tape and the white tip shark have a special friendship. And that's pretty interesting, isn't it? Remember what it was called?
No.
Symbiosis. And that means that the pilot fish goes wherever the shark goes and eats and cleans the gunk from inside of its teeth. And that, my friends, is
the end.
Friends.
Hi, friends.
We have some exciting news.
Yeah. My mom just published a story.
That's right.
The Sprightly Sprite and the Dragon Dragon. Which one do you think Philip is?
That's a good question. That's true, friends. We are letting you know that we have published our very first book. One of our stories. This particular...
And that is the best story ever.
This particular story features...
It's a kid's story. Mm-hmm. The Sprightly Sprite and the Dragon Dragon goes to school.
Well, the Sprightly Sprite and the Dragon Dragon are two fun characters, and that's the name of our book. And one of these characters was inspired by Philip. And I'm going to guess you'll figure it out right away, but I want to advise you guys to go get a copy of this book. And all the proceeds of that are going to keep this story time of ours going and help us to get new books and help us to do all kinds of fun things in the future.
And
you can get it on Amazon.
And
yeah.
And my mom is the one who published it.
I wrote it and it's published on Amazon.
And art Gus did.
Our cousin Gus did the art.
Our cousin Gus did the art.
That's right. All of the illustrations. So we want to encourage you guys to pop over to...
It's illustrated.
That's right. Pop over to Amazon.com and you can find our story. It's written by Lisa Bueno, B-U-E-N-O. And the story is named The Sprightly Sprite and the Dragon Dragon. I'll also have a link in my bio, so if you want to check that out, please do. Thanks so much, friends, and enjoy your story.